Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 564. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Massage. That song is called Michael Is My Girlfriend, and that's on the band's new album, Still Life. Comes out this Friday, June 25th, on Mount St. Mountain, Bobo Integral, Tear Jerk, so many labels, but however many it took, it is worth it. This LA band, I think it's their second album, it just fires on every cylinder. A little bit of a throwback, but it's just a nice, warm, friendly sound, and just about every song on that album is incredible. So pick that one up. I know you're going to want to find it on vinyl. I'm sure it sounds delightful that way. I've got a good podcast for you this week, so glad you stopped in here. Let's turn the Wayback Machine to 1986. This is Lovin' Rockets.
Oh,
Let's stop right here and admire that one for a moment. That was Echo and the Bunnymen with Do It Clean from the band's 1980 debut, Crocodiles. At least it was on the U.S. version of the debut. Didn't come out on the U.K. one, though. Later added in bonus tracks, and that's kind of how I picked that up. I've got a 2004 CD that I just picked up a few weeks ago, and it has the U.S. tracks, the U.K. tracks, and bonus tracks as well. CDs, man. That's where the bargain is now, folks. Before that, we heard from Love and Rockets with All in My Mind. That's on Express, 1986 album, came out on Becker's Banquet and Big Time Records, that band based out of Northampton, the UK. That song right there, a Daniel Ash tune. I picked that one up on CD as well. Used to have it on cassette some time ago, and couldn't find it the other day when I needed to hear Ball of Confusion. Picked up the CD, and man, what wonderful memories. What an album that was. All right, I guess we should move on now. Let's play something by the DBs. This is Black and White.
Love is it.
couple of just delightful power pop records there for you. That was Red Cross with the song One Chord Progression. That's on the band's 1997 album Show World, which came out on Mercury Records. I was kind of ignoring that LA band by 1997, but turns out I shouldn't have been. That's a delightful record. Maybe a little too informed in the post-grunge world, but there are some delightful power pop moments on it. Just fantastic songwriting. That one there is a good one. Before that, we heard from the DBs with the song Black and White. That's on the band's debut 1981 record, Stands for Decibels. That New York band just... wonderful. Nothing more to be said about them. A few weeks ago, I played the second album. I picked those both up at the same time at a good price on vinyl, the way the Lord intended for that record to be listened to. I almost didn't play that song. I think it might be the band's big hit, but if you're a fan, it's great to hear it again. And if you're new to the band, hey, listen to that fantastic song, right? Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, let's turn it up here for this next set. This is a song by Pericale. The song is called Moments.
You love.
that got the blood pumping, didn't it? And that was Judah with the song You've Got the Power. Now that's from the band's 2019 album EVA, released on Burger Records. At least my version is. I believe that's the band's latest album. I played a track from the band's first album a few weeks ago, and now their last. And in between, there's probably a lot of good songs, too. This album I don't like as much. It's a little more hair metal, a little less glam, but that song there is still a stomper, and I love it. Before that, we heard from Pericle. I don't know how my Finnish is there, but we'll give it a try. The song is called Moments, and that's on the band's 2005 album called Confront, I believe, though I picked that up on a Best from the Past 2016 compilation that came out on Spirit of the Streets Records. That band from Gothenburg in Sweden, though I think Pericle is a Finnish word, a dirty word even, if I remember correctly. Not sure how that happened. Someone recommended that, and boy, I love it. So now I got to go back and find some of those earlier albums there. And I think there's one after the This Greatest Hits package came out as well. I'm a fan. Anyway, it's time to wrap things up. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 564. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock podcast. Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Look at the concert calendar. A lot of things coming up here. On the 26th, we've got the Sluts at the Replay. On the 2nd, Chess Club is playing the Replay. On the 23rd at the Replay is Cheery, formerly Laguerre. On the 3rd is also Nuthatch 47 at Lemonade Park. And I think that's with Nan and the One Night Stands and maybe Major Matt Mason as well. On the 7th, Rage Against the Machine is coming to the T-Mobile Center. On the 9th, Idaho is playing Lemonade Park. And that's got a good lineup with them as well. I forget who else is on that one. Maybe Slights. On the 10th, Calvin Arsenia at Lemonade Park. The 16th, the Bodines are coming to Knuckleheads. The 17th, Creedence 66 are playing at Woodyard Barbecue. Crazy. I think that's with Dan Jones as well. And then looking into August a bit, Tanya Tucker on the 6th, Black Creatures on the 7th, Tech 9 on the 7th, Rancid and Dropkick Murphys on the 10th, Slater Kinney on the 12th, Juliana Hatfield on the 15th, Deicide on the 21st, and Elvis Costello on the 27th, and Waxahachie ending off August on the 31st. So some shows coming up there. Nothing that I've seen lately, so not a lot of updates to the website. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's play one more song here. I got one track left here from the band Phantom Handshakes. The song I'm going to play is called Stubborn, and I picked that up on a sampler that came out in 2020 on Z Tapes, a record label that, I don't know, based somewhere in Europe. But this is a band from New York, and they put out the band's six-song EP in July of last year, and that's what this is pulled from. But that sampler is fantastic, and I think it's just search for Z Tapes. It's 29 tracks, a lot of it kind of dream poppy, kind of shoegazy, but it varies a little bit, and I think you can get it for like $1, or maybe it's free entirely. But you should at least throw them $1, right? It's just a great sample there. It's going to let you find some more bands that you want to listen to, like this one. Anyway, Phantom Handshakes here. The song is Stubborn. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.